This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Mitchell Potts being a garbage man and failed to mention news with Jeff Oskey. It's all coming up right after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Artificial Tree Maker.
Mr. Artificial Tree Maker.
Nothing brings out the holiday spirit quite like a giant steel pole with 9 feet of green pipe cleaners attached to it.
Looks so natural.
Your wonderful tree is available in all the glorious colors nature has to offer. White, red, and blazing hot pink.
Ain't nothing hotter.
Thanks to you, we are no longer forced to venture out into the cold, damp steel pole forest to chop down our own fake tree.
Timber!
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, O purveyor of the pine. Your trees may lean wildly to the left, but your heart is always in the right place.
Mr. Artificial Tree Maker.
For Bob and Tom, Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Comedian Mitchell Potts in the Oxford Gold Group Performance Room.
Hey, how's it going?
There he is. There's Josh Arnold at the I.H. Stevensinger sidekick chair.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. And there's Tom Griswold.
Just meeting Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Never met you before. Now, I don't know much about you. Tell me about your. Are your parents
still alive?
They're still alive.
Okay,
you know?
Just check it. That would be really awkward if they weren't. That's right. Happened before on the show.
My parents are actually going to be at the show. Nice people. You know, my dad believes in Bigfoot, but he doesn't believe in me. which is funny because there are pictures of me that aren't blurry.
Nice.
I don't know. When my mom was pregnant with me, she read this book called The Gentle People, and she told me she was glad she read it because I'm a gentle person. I just wish she would have read a book about lifting weights and humping.
Maybe 50 Shades of Gray.
Yeah, that would have been better for me, I think.
What?
Maybe not the butt pluggery.
No, let's hear him out.
Our guest is comedian Mitchell Potts.
Funny your mind went there.
You got kind of a... I'm trying to describe the beard here. It's sort of...
Bad?
This is where it goes off the rails, and we never hear from Mitchell again. He leaves sobbing.
Have you always had the beard?
Yeah, I try to grow it out every once in a while, and then I mess up shaving, so I shave it all off, and then the cycle starts again.
Okay, well,
not a great look, but it's what I have.
Hey, yeah. I didn't say it wasn't nice. We got some nice beards in this room. You look over there, that Chick McGee.
Oh, yeah. He's got one of the finest.
Looks like Ernest Hemingway. Josh, yours is just right now.
Oh, thank you.
Looking really good.
And Willie's he's giving it up.
Well, that seemed like a dig, didn't it?
Well, you need to just let it go for like 6 months and see where we are.
I was talking with Mitchell in the green room. You mentioned to me, I was asking if he had a straight job, and you told me that you used to be a garbage man.
Oh.
And I... always wanted to be a garbage man.
Me
I think
too.
Chick did too.
Yep.
Because in my neighborhood, the garbage guys had these cool little, they were like souped up golf carts.
Oh, God.
And they'd go flying up and down your driveway and come up and grab the garbage and then speed up to the big truck.
God forbid you'd have to take your can to the corner.
Yeah,
could
man.
To the curb.
No, I had
where
to,
I
had
now
to walk.
Now I've got to take it down.
Oh, you would have to walk up?
Well, yeah, I would have to walk up. I would ride on the back of the truck and then walk
See,
up.
See, that looks cool know? When you're
yeah.
a kid. You're hanging off the back of the truck.
Yeah, it's 5 seconds of freedom before you have to hop off and pick up another toilet. But
5 seconds of freedom.
Just when you're a kid, it looks like a fun job. Did you not like being a garbage
No, I loved it. It was actually my favorite job I've ever had. People throw out, you know, weird stuff. Like, worst thing I ever found was some family threw out an entire horse for me to deal with.
Oh,
a horse?
Yeah, a horse, which they're not supposed to do. And
hey, garbage like a horse, frown upon that?
There's like a horse paddy wagon for that.
Yeah,
I can see. But, yikes.
Was this like a rural area?
Not really. It was in the middle of my hometown, which it's like a town of 12,000 people. I mean, they should have known better, but they tried to soup up the horse to let us know that we should pick it up. You know, they like wrapped the hooves in garbage bags and spray painted the word trash on it.
Wow. So would you on a regular basis go through the garbage
God.
Looking for stuff you could salvage?
Yeah. That was pretty popular. I got a TV that way.
Oh. So. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked great. I had it for a few years.
What?
Yeah. There's some real perks. There's some real perks to being a garbage
man. We're speaking with former garbage man, Mitchell Potts, now a comedian.
What'd you end up doing with a horse?
Well, what happened was I went up to the guy and I was like, sir, this is a trash truck and there's nothing I'm going to do with your horse. And he was like, sir, can you even read? That horse clearly says the word trash on it. And I was like, sir, even if I could read, there's nothing I'm going to do with your horse. So I leave. The next day I drive by and the horse is on fire.
What?
Huh. So I drive away.
Sure.
And the next day I drive by and there are 5 garbage bags filled with ash and bone.
Wow.
With the word horse spray painted on all of them.
Just being honest.
One per bag. One
How
letter.
Bizarre. So,
yeah, I did pick up those bags, though.
Mitchell Potts is our guest, former garbage man.
How strange.
I wanted to do it when I was a kid.
Please tell me that your garbage men, not only did they come up in these little carts, but they had matching jumpsuits on.
They were wearing what I like to refer to as the Pete Townsend, the one piece.
Jumpsuit? Yeah. Oh, yes. What color?
Kind of a tan.
All right.
Sure.
A gentleman's khaki.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a Norman Rockwell painting?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, he did.
Yeah. No,
yes,
it was so much fun because they were having a blast.
Were they?
I'm sure they were, Tom.
All of the help was having a blast.
Sure.
What is it about old guys that love talking about how much fun minimum wage employees
have? Exactly.
Best times of my life working the milk truck.
I did my share of the minimum
wage. I can't believe they had uniforms on. Like, my shirt wasn't even on half the time. You know?
in the summer, you would just...
yeah, it got hot.
Back in the day, before someone wisely thought of putting garbage in garbage bags... Everyone would just have the garbage would be loose in these cans, so it would end up flying out of the garbage truck. And
we had a burn barrel when I was a kid.
Still happens.
Yeah. That crusher thing. That.
Yep.
Chick, you had a burn barrel like in your backyard?
Yeah, in the backyard. You take the trash out there and light it on fire and walk away.
Was it legal then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was Thunderdome when I was a kid.
Late 60s, early 70s, we didn't care about trash.
Yeah, we had one of those things where you could take it down to the basement and burn it.
Oh, an incinerator.
But then they made that illegal.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. But
also, if you get done with a drink in your car, you just throw it out the window when I was a kid.
No, littering's allowed again. They changed the rules.
Oh, is that right?
You can do it all you want.
Apparently, right here it is.
I saw that. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
Did you see the new law in California? You can't put any food waste products now in your trash. It has to go in a separate thing.
Oh, no kidding.
They're going to try to recycle it into fuel, I guess. But it's a California law now.
Interesting.
Like banana peels and coffee grinds.
My two spoonfuls of Chef Boyardee is going to be turned into gasoline.
Yep.
That's right.
You guys have food waste to throw away?
That sounds like a real efficient system.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Christy, what else?
I always wondered how garbage guys get caught up. You know how they skip a day? Like, they get one day off and then they go, oh, you put...
Yeah, you're right. There always seems like there's one day. Yeah, Mitchell, what do you do?
Double the work the next day.
No kidding?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Usually, like, when I was a garbage truck, I'd do the garbage for, like, the first 4 hours of the day. Well, when there's a holiday, it's just an 8-hour garbage a day.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
I always felt bad for you guys for that.
Yeah, it was miserable. Especially in the summer when I was working, it would get up to, like, 100 degrees. And in my hometown, people would just throw out meat, so... you could imagine.
It's a big flies.
Yeah, a whole lot of flies.
Nice. Good to know. Well, Christy, give me a shirt story, please.
Three sisters in Florida all celebrate the same birthday, but they're not triplets. The Lamorette sisters, Sophia, Juliana, and Mia.
Hello.
Lamert sisters. Born on August 25th, they're young. In 2015, 2018, and 2021.
We're young, but we smoke.
Hello, Mia's due date was actually September 8th, 2021, but she arrived 2 weeks early and now shares the same birthday.
That's crazy.
With her two older sisters. Their mother, Kristen, chalks the coincidence up to serendipity, telling WKMG...
News on your side about triplets that aren't.
Divine intervention, fate, loved ones up above are what happens.
I see. That's sweet. It's great for the parents. You only have to have one birthday celebration.
Yeah.
You have one big party.
Boy, do you do three cakes? What would you do?
You'd have to.
Yeah, you really do want them to still feel...
Yeah.
Do you do this for your kids? Like, if one has a birthday, the other one, you get the other one a gift?
Please don't do that.
Please don't do that.
When they're real small, you kind of have to do that.
No, you don't.
I knew it.
During my administration, that rule. I will say, there's one younger sibling who I think folks in this room might be able to guess, who would get a gift whenever anybody got a gift.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think this is fun that they've all had the birthday on the same day, but they're not triplets.
No,
so.
They were born many years apart.
So their parents probably
have an anniversary 10 months from there.
their parents, when were they born?
2015, 2018, and 2021.
No, what month?
August 25th.
Okay, so their parents do that annual Thanksgiving roll.
Yeah.
Because we know it's not his birthday because there would be no baby. Yeah,
of course, that's birth control.
Right.
Okay, well.
Oh, by the way, I looked it up. I couldn't find fan groups for Josh, but I did find, Dad, you have the Tom Squad. My fans are called the Williebers, excuse me. And Ace's fans, this is great, are called the Cosby Knots. So
that's very nice. Yeah.
Cosby Knots. All right.
You may want to try to do something with the word ace.
Yeah, Cosby knot was something that would be put on the wrists of a young woman wanting a job at NBC.
Well, you got to go with ace holes. Am I right?
No.
Why
we'll,
not?
We'll work on these. We are going to talk with Mitchell in a few minutes. I believe that we're working on a technical setup right now for our special feature.
Oh, hey. Holy heck, there he is live on the scene.
It's Jeff Oskey, and it's time for his special feature. Now, it would appear that you're outside. You got a nice tie on. You're standing next to the grill because today, of course, was our Omaha Steaks cookout.
Yes, thanks to Jess and Jessica.
Delicious.
How was he on belly?
He's got a bit of a short shirt on.
Are you wearing tighty whities? Come on,
no,
Jeff.
I'm wearing boxers.
So that's,
kind of a maroon.
This shirt fit when I started here.
Well, Jeff, what have you got for us?
Well, as you guys know, we give you a lot of news each week, but we don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
A man went to the emergency room with a World War II mortar stuck in his backside that he supposedly fell on.
Oh, mm-hmm.
What you failed to mention, I'm not sure who was more shell-shocked.
Huh?
His backside or the ER nurses?
Put that right on the grill there.
Cook that when it's dead.
Okay. A large snake was removed from a gentleman's brand new couch. What you failed to mention, I bet that's the last time he buys a couch at Larry's Discount Furniture and Snake Emporium. All right, we'll keep that one. TSA allowed a man to bring a charcuterie tackle box on a plane containing many meats and cheeses. What you failed to mention, finally, hopefully they'll start letting me board with my broccoli and cheddar soup case.
Where's my soup case?
Who puts charcuterie in a tackle box? That's what weirds me out about that story.
A man dressed as a bunny stole a bunch of handbags from a store. What you failed to mention, looks like most child actors, Ralphie from A Christmas Story has hit hard times.
Oh.
Right there on the grill.
All right.
The Jamaican government has launched a new Weed is Great campaign. What you failed to mention, they're hoping if you get high enough while you're there, you won't notice all the poverty on the drive to the resort.
Yeah, that is a thing.
Lots of ugly American.
Are those really burning?
Yes, they are.
Those are some hot jokes.
That's not the only thing.
Once again, they're catching on fire on the grill. You may want to shut that grill.
What's wrong with you?
4 kilos of meth.
It's really distracting. That thing is really on fire, Jeff.
Yeah, no, he meant for this to happen.
All right.
Put it in the slot. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Put it in the slot.
It is on fire.
They just.
There you go.
4 kilos of meth were discovered by customs in an old oil painting. What you failed to mention, the painting was a Van Gogh self-portrait. What tipped off authorities was instead of missing his ear, he was missing all his teeth.
Meth painting.
There's a new credit card for making purchases at marijuana dispensaries. What you failed to mention, the credit card slogan is, "What's in your baggie?"
What's in your baggie? How they sell marijuana.
Pull that grill back up.
Put that on the grill.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And they made the world's largest pot-laced brownie this week.
Right.
What you failed to mention, it was baked by Sara Lee's less successful brother, Greg.
Greg. Hey, yeah. Nobody doesn't like Greg Lee.
Joey Chestnut ate 17 pounds of shrimp to win the St. Elmo's shrimp eating contest. What you failed to mention, 17 pounds of shrimp all to himself. How shellfish. That's going on the grill.
Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the second arrival of a shell pun? This set.
And finally.
Taking your time.
A group of Canadian school children set the record for the largest chain of snowflakes with 2,200 attached snowflakes. What you failed to mention, not to be outdone, here in America, our school children have set the record for the biggest bunch of snowflakes. I'm Jeff Oskey.
And now, on with the show.
Hi-o.
All right.
Your jokes are burning again.
You might want to throw that tie on the grill.
Oh. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.